Okay, so you know how people always say that legal battles just drag on and on and on, like forever? Well, what if I told you there's this case we're looking at that wrapped up in just 10 days?
10 days.
Yeah, 10 days.
Amir.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's amazing.
So we're diving into this case called From Demand to Decision,
Okay.
and it chronicles this real life expedited arbitration. And it's really fascinating to see how they pull this off.
Yeah, how do they do that? What's the secret sauce?
Yeah, that's what we're going to unpack in this deep dive, right?
Yeah.
Like, how'd they get it done so fast? What
Right.
can we learn from it? So think about this. It's January 2021.
Okay.
The pandemic's still going strong.
Right.
And you've got this school district that's really pushing to reopen for in-person classes.
Oh, wow.
But of course, the teachers union is pretty worried about safety.
Understandably so.
Yeah, so you've got this really tense situation with high stakes and a ticking clock.
Yeah, you've got the school district wanting to get things back to normal, and the union's gotta, look out for their members' safety and well-being.
Exactly. So both sides agree to try this thing called expedited arbitration.
Okay.
And it's overseen by the American Arbitration Association, or AAA.
AAA.
Okay,
Wow.
and this is where it gets interesting.
So what does that look like in action? Expedited arbitration.
Well, think of it like a legal sprint.
Okay, a sprint.
Right, day one,
Yep.
the union files a demand for arbitration. And remember, they need this resolved before the planned reopening date in just a week and a half.
Oh, wow. So they've got to hurry up.
Yeah, major pressure.
Yeah.
The AAA appoints an arbitrator within 24 hours.
That's fast.
Right. And by day two, they're having a preliminary teleconference.
Wow. They don't mess around.
I know, it's super fast, right?
Yeah.
And that speed is all because of the AAA's expedited procedures.
Okay.
It's like pre-agreed upon rules that are outlined in this thing called the Memorandum of Agreement.
Okay, so it's like a roadmap for the whole
Yeah,
thing.
exactly, like a roadmap.
So they knew what to expect going in.
Exactly.
But doesn't that kind of make it rigid? Like, what if something unexpected comes up?
That's a great question, and it really shows how important it is to pick the right arbitrator.
Yeah.
Like in this case, they found one so fast,
Yeah.
and that person immediately dealt with any potential conflicts of interest to make sure they were totally impartial.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you want something neutral.
Right, exactly. So you've got a neutral expert,
Yeah.
clear rules. So what happens next in this legal sprint?
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, well, there's a bunch of preliminary conferences,
Okay.
and they're all done virtually using Zoom.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. So they hash out all these details, the witnesses, the evidence, the schedule.
Got it. So they're using technology to really speed things up.
Exactly. Super efficient.
Yeah, but is there a risk there? Like using a virtual format, I mean, does that make it harder to like connect with people or figure out if witnesses are credible?
That's a good point. That's
Eh.
definitely a trade-off, but in this case, time was super important.
Right.
And they still managed to keep things moving smoothly.
Like a well-oiled machine.
Totally. And here's where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
There's no stenographic record, which is pretty typical in normal arbitration.
Oh, so no word-for-word transcript.
Nope. They streamlined it by focusing on just the core arguments and evidence.
Wow, so they cut right to the chase.
Yeah, they did.
But wouldn't that be a problem later on? Like if one side wanted to appeal and they didn't have all those details?
That's a valid concern
Hmm.
and definitely something to think about. But in this case, both sides were willing to accept that trade-off to get a fast resolution.
I see.
Okay, so picture this. It's day eight, and they're ready for the big evidentiary hearing.
Like the main event?
Yeah, and they fit this 12-hour hearing into a single day.
Seriously.
Yep, I bet everyone was exhausted.
I can only imagine.
It's crazy how much they got done so fast.
Yeah.
Day nine, the record is closed, and the arbitrator gets to work.
The pressure's on,
Oh, yeah, big time.
so they really didn't waste any time.
No, and get this, they didn't even have post-hearing briefs.
What are those again?
You know those summaries of arguments and evidence that they usually use in normal arbitration?
Oh, yeah, right?
They were really cutting close to that 10-day deadline.
The tension must have been unreal.
Yeah, you can imagine.
So what happened? Did they make it? Did they get a decision on day 10?
They did. On day 10, the arbitrator delivered a 20-page decision,
Wow.
including a summary opinion.
So just 3 days after the hearing?
Exactly, a resolution.
That's incredible.
It is, right?
Yeah, before I move on, can we talk about money for a sec?
Sure.
Expedited arbitration sounds expensive.
Yeah.
Like all those steps, all those meetings.
You're right. To bring that up, cost is always a factor.
Yeah.
So their collective bargaining agreement, or CBA, actually had this loser pays clause for the arbitration costs.
Okay, that makes sense.
But, and this is where it gets interesting, they decided to split the costs.
Wait, they split it? even though the loser was supposed to pay.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Why would they do that?
That's a great question. And I think it shows their mindset. They chose to avoid any more delays or animosity that might come from arguing about who pays.
Interesting.
Yeah, it shows real commitment to moving forward.
Yeah, instead of like nickel and diming each other, they just wanted to get it done.
Right. And that brings us to you, the listener.
You got it.
How often do we get stuck in these disagreements and let them drag on forever?
Yeah.
What if we took this approach instead?
That's a really good question. It makes you think about how we handle conflict in general.
Yeah.
Like maybe instead of seeing it as a battle to be won,
yeah,
we can think of it as a chance to find a solution everyone can live with.
Exactly. And that's one of the big takeaways from this case, from demand to decision.
Right.
It's a reminder that there are other ways to resolve disputes, ways that can save time, money, and stress.
Totally.
But as with everything, there are some downsides to think about.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So what are those? What do we need to watch out for?
Yeah, let's talk about those potential downsides and see if there are any lessons from this case that might apply to you, the listener, even if you never end up in an arbitration hearing.
Great idea. Let's do it.
Okay, so we've seen how this expedited arbitration thing worked for, like, a school district and a union.
Right.
But what about other situations? Could this work for businesses, contracts, even families?
That's a really interesting question. I mean, imagine settling a family inheritance dispute in 10 days.
Right.
Or a business contract disagreement before it turns into a huge legal battle.
Yeah, the benefits are huge. Yeah. Less stress, lower legal fees, and quicker resolutions.
Exactly.
Think about how much time businesses could save.
Yeah, time is money. They could be focusing on growing and innovating instead of fighting.
Exactly. But let's be real.
Okay.
There's got to be some downsides, right?
Yeah, there's no way it's perfect for every single situation.
So what are some of the potential drawbacks? What do we need to watch out for?
Well, one concern is fairness.
Okay.
Like in really complex cases with tons of evidence, trying to squeeze everything into one day could be tough.
Right.
And without a detailed record, it might be harder to appeal a decision if one side feels like things weren't fair.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to rush things so much that you miss important facts.
Exactly. There's a balance between speed and being thorough.
Right.
And some disputes, especially family ones,
yeah,
they involve a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
And they might need more time to work things out.
You're right. You can't always rush those conversations.
Right.
It seems like expedited arbitration needs both sides to be willing to compromise and to really want to find a solution quickly.
Yeah, exactly. It's about finding common ground, not digging in your heels and fighting.
Right.
Speaking of common ground.
Okay.
We talked about technology and how it played a role in this case.
Right. Zoom and all that.
Yeah. Could this model work if you can't use those platforms or if some evidence needs to be presented in person?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It seems like the success of this case really depended on being able to meet and share information virtually.
Yeah.
That might not always be possible.
You're right. The model might need some adjustments depending on the specific situation.
Yeah.
But the main principles, those are universal.
Right.
Clear procedures, communication, and focusing on common ground.
Okay. So let's bring this back to you, the listener. What's standing out to you so far from this case? From demand to decision. What are some key takeaways you can use in your own life?
For me, it's the power of preparation.
Right.
The people in this case clearly knew what they wanted and understood the process.
Right.
And that helped them make decisions quickly and efficiently.
Preparation is so important in so many areas of life, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And I think you've highlighted another important element, communication.
Yeah.
They didn't waste time with posturing or unnecessary back and forth. They were direct focused and committed to finding a solution.
Exactly. And they were willing to compromise.
Right.
Remember that decision to split the arbitration costs.
Yeah.
Even though the CBA said the loser should pay, they chose a path that avoided more conflict.
Yeah, it's like they understood that sometimes letting go of the need to be right is the smartest move.
Totally.
What does this all mean for us, the listener? For me, it's a reminder that conflict doesn't have to be destructive.
Right.
With the right approach, it can be a chance for growth, understanding even stronger relationships.
I agree. This case shows that even in tough situations, you can find a quick and fair resolution.
Right.
It shows the power of collaboration, clear communication, and working together to find a solution.
So much of what we've talked about comes down to mindset, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Choosing to approach conflict with a focus on solutions and collaboration.
Absolutely.
Well, it's almost time to wrap up this deep dive, but I know you have one final thought-provoking question for the listener.
Mm.
Okay, so we've seen this amazing example of expedited arbitration.
Right.
And we've talked about whether it could work in other situations, the pros and cons.
Yeah.
So what's that final thought you want to leave our listeners with today?
Well, we've seen how effective this fast-paced approach can be, but here's the real question I want you to think about. Could this focus on speed and efficiency actually lead to better decisions in some cases?
That's an interesting idea.
Right.
We usually think more time equals better decisions.
Right.
But maybe condensing the time frame forces everyone to really focus.
Yeah. Cut through the noise and get to the heart of the matter.
Exactly.
It could lead to more streamlined evidence, more direct arguments, and a laser focus on the key issues.
Right. Quality over quantity.
Exactly. And by reducing the time for emotions to escalate and positions to harden,
yeah,
maybe it could even create a more collaborative environment.
Like taking the heat out of the situation.
Yeah, exactly. Or cooler heads can prevail.
It's definitely something to think about.
Definitely more research is needed to really explore this idea, but it's a provocative thought, isn't it?
It is.
That sometimes less is more, even when it comes to complex disputes.
That's what I love about these deep dives.
Me too.
They spark our curiosity and make us think differently about things we might take for granted.
So as you go about your day, think about this case and the principles we've discussed.
Yeah.
Think about how you approach conflict in your own life.
Yeah.
Could you benefit from a more streamlined, efficient approach?
And if you ever find yourself facing a potential dispute,
right,
remember what we learned from demand to decision.
Yeah.
Clear communication, pre-agreed procedures, and a willingness to compromise can make a huge difference.
And who knows, maybe you'll even be inspired to try expedited arbitration as a way to resolve conflicts quickly and fairly.
It's definitely something to consider.
For sure.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive.
Great discussion.
Thanks for joining us on this journey. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and remember, even the most complex challenges can be overcome with the right approach.